Hey there, welcome to the Biz Under Construction podcast. I'm Cora Lee, and this is the podcast for women business owners in the construction industry that struggle knowing how their business is doing, are working nonstop, and don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So whether you're just starting out or you want to take your construction business to the next level, let me tell you, as a woman with 25 years in the construction industry, including 15 years as a business owner, I can help. This show is going to help you make more money, finally stop working 7 days a week, and actually be able to take a bloody vacation. So let's get to work. Welcome everyone, and thank you so much for being with us today. Today I have Jenna Scholender to share with you, and just going to read her bio and we're going to jump right in. So North Fraser Plumbing co-founder Jenna has been working in project management for over a decade and in plumbing for 7 years. Together with her husband Wade, she created North Fraser to be a family-run company that treats all employees and customers as extensions of that family. She, Wade, and their two girls, Holly and Violet, and their dog, Star, live in Wanaque, BC. To relax, yeah. She grows her own veggies and spends time in the kitchen getting creative. Jenna, yes. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. So, you know, I'm going to jump right in with when you want to relax, you do veggies and cooking and creating stuff in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah. I love to
cook. How often do you get to do that?
I make the time. I'd say that Wade and I will do one sort of, creative meal every weekend. It's like our fun thing to do. It's kind of like a date thing. We'll always do it together. So, what did we make last? Oh, we made a smoked lasagna last weekend. Ooh. With made noodles, the whole thing. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, yum. I'm big on smoking. We have a smoker. Actually, it's a funny quick story. One of our friends gave us a smoker after our second daughter was born. And so they come over to the house and they're like, "Hey, Graham, my husband, come on out. Got something for you." So Graham sees through the window of their truck, this thing in the back with wheels or something. And he's like, "Yeah. Great, another stroller, exactly what we need for the third child." And then he opens up the truck and it's a smoker. We're like, what? Yeah.
That's a baby present. I haven't heard that one before. Yeah. What kind of stuff do you do?
Our favorite is brisket. Like he does a to die for brisket. We'll have to have you guys actually over the summer, seriously, try his brisket. I have never had another brisket. And every time I go to a smoked place, I'm like, "Ooh, love brisket. Going to give there a try." And it just never measures up. So that's my favorite for sure.
We've tried 3 briskets. They're getting better progressively, but it's not, we've only had the smoker for maybe 6 months and brisket has been our nemesis in that time. It's difficult to pull off, but we love it.
So the first one that we made was horrible. It was horrible because Graham put it on for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 hours. We do anywhere from 19 to 22 hours and they're huge pieces of meat and it is just melt in your mouth. Seriously, like candy. Whole new level. I'll introduce you. Anyway, I don't think we're here to talk about smoking food. However, you know, it's always good to get to know what you do. what we are here for. Why don't we start with how you got into construction?
Honestly, I never thought I would find myself in construction. I knew I always wanted to own a business. That was always my goal. I was in the corporate world for my whole career before that, so probably about 12 years, and always sort of encouraged Wade. We were already together to start his own company and he didn't feel like he was ready for that step. After we got married, I went and got my degree in nutrition, thinking I was going to have a nutrition business. I actually did start one, was consulting for about 6 months. And while I was getting that business going, I still love nutrition and food. Obviously I love talking about food, which has now become a hobby, but, While I was getting that business going, I had some free time while I was building my client base, and Wade was working for another local plumbing company. And he knew I had a, office administrative type experience. Project coordination is what I was doing before. So he asked if I could come help out just filing. I think I was filing for 3 days, and the owner there, I guess, saw some potential in me. I think I made him a spreadsheet, and I think he was blown away by that because the people they had in there before were, construction guys, and they were great at what they did, but they did not see the benefit of the organization side of things, the business side of things was lacking. And he immediately made me a project manager. And I tried to keep up with the nutrition in the evenings, but eventually decided, I think this is a good fit for me because my skill set was so much more valued here than it ever was previously. And I've always been great with computers and strategic thinking. That's always been where I shine. But when I was in the corporate world, everything was very much like judged on little things like spelling and stuff like that. And I think I'm a very good speller, but small mistakes were judged hugely, whereas everything in the construction side of things was very much more relaxed. I'm definitely the best with my grammar of anyone I speak to on a day-to-day basis. And I quickly found I love that it was more relaxed, and that I could add value where, presenting things like spreadsheets for organizing. I think I updated their time cards within the first week, and they were just blown away by the sort of like, oh yeah, I guess we should, tell the guys what tools to bring. And all I made was like a separate line item for that in the time card, and they were just wow. So I quickly fell in love with construction and blue collar workers, so to speak. I think it's refreshing. People are more real, down to earth. And yeah, my skill set really was beneficial there. So that's how I got into construction, and I'm still here.
That's great. And so, how did you guys transition? You said that you wanted to have a business and Wade wasn't quite ready. At what point did he say, okay, let's do this? And did he feel like he was ready?
No, I don't think I don't know if we ever really feel like we're ready. Still now, even after, 6 years owning our own company, there are days where we're like, do we know what we're doing? I don't know. Let's keep going and find out. But we both worked together at that company. I had my first daughter, and we wanted to have another. Wade was working on the North Shore. We were living in Mission, so he
Oh
was
wow.
commuting
Just
3 hours.
for the listener, that's a huge commute. It's
Yeah.
like easily an hour in the morning. It's
Yeah.
easily an hour.
I don't think he saw her very much because he'd leave before she got up, or before she got up, and he'd get home after she was asleep. So it wasn't the right lifestyle for us. We wanted to have another child. And we knew that there was something better out there. So we had saved up some money, and then decided, I think I left first, and it was kind of like a now or never. Are you coming with me, or am I getting a job somewhere else? Like, what are we doing here? So we kind of just jumped into it with both feet. He wrapped up his week at the previous company, and we jumped in, and he's really, I think I've always been like the business-minded person, and he didn't think he was ready. He's always sort of had doubts, which, we all do. But he's such a great plumber. I knew that, he had more to offer than he was giving there. And yeah, I think very quickly he took on the role of a business owner, and he's like, I think he's surprised himself. And me, some days he's the one that's really holding this ship together. Some days it's me, I guess, working with your husband, that's just how that goes. But
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he felt like he was ready. And I don't know. I think I was always quietly confident in my abilities. I think my parents really like instilled that in me at a young age that I could do anything I wanted. And even if my ideas were crazy, they were very encouraging. So I always felt like I could do it. I still feel like I can do more than I'm currently doing, and I have dreams and aspirations beyond what I've got going on now. And Wade keeps me grounded and is much more of a realist and is like, yeah, let's focus on today. And I'm like, let's look 10 years ahead of what we're going to do next. So we're a good balance for each other.
So that's interesting that you say that, because I think that that's the case for a lot of husband-wife teams, that one is ready and one is not, and you jump anyway. And then I know it was for us, like where it was, I always blame my husband for having the idea to start his business
Oh, really?
until I found,
I would have you.
well, yeah, until I found a piece of, maybe it was I was like, I wouldn't have been that crazy. But until I found a piece of paper dated 3 years before I met him, and on there it said, like by the time I was 50, the things that I wanted, and one of them was I wanted to own my own business. I was like, dang, maybe it was me, because he always said, I'm sure it was you. Like,
So funny.
no. Yeah, it's funny things how we create our own memories. Because this is one of the things I think is really important as partners, working together, is that you have that kind of, because you're life partners and because you're business partners, it's hard to kind of separate. And when one person is, all in and the other one is like halfway out, you can pull each other back, or support each other in a way that it's kind of hard for other partners. How are you finding it, with the two of you working together and just navigating both relationships?
We have good days and bad. But for the most part, I think we understand each other, like the struggles you have parenting together, right? He's the only one who's going to understand what is going on with our kids the same way that I will. And it's the same with our business. We don't have to explain to the other person what happened that day because we get it. We've been there. Been through the war together, and that brings you closer than you could if you weren't working together. So I think there are a lot of benefits of it, but we certainly don't only work 9 to 5. It's, 6 a.m. when we wake up. Hey, did you call that person? Or hey, this guy has to go here today. We should reroute the schedule last minute, And then 11 o'clock at night, we're doing invoicing and estimates. And that's better now that our team has grown, certainly, but it's still a big part of working with your husband. And there are days, of course, one of us is more in than the other. And then there are days that we're both, struggling, and it's hard to pull the other one back in. And on those days, we're like, okay, we need a mental health day. And we try to take a step back, maybe go for lunch together and just, get some perspective on the whole situation, because it's easy to feel overwhelmed if you let yourself. So especially when there's, not those normal boundaries that you can't leave your job at work.
Yes, that's tough. It is hard to enforce those boundaries for sure. Like, okay, we're going home and being parents now. No, we're going home and being half parents and half business owners still.
And it's constant. So if we take a vacation, we're still talking and thinking about business. If we take if we're away with the kids, or it's just all the time. The only time I think we really feel a break is Christmas, and that's because all of our customers are also taking a break. So we're not getting calls. We don't feel like we're like leaving things half done. So that's our favorite time of year, I would say.
So you are, I happen to know that you are more involved in your company on the operation side, like is not just on the business development and back end, but you do quite a bit of customer facing work, more so than a lot of, partners do within this type of business that I see anyway. And I find it interesting because you are, one of the faces of the company, do you guys sell yourself as a woman-owned business or a, because this is something that I think is really valuable in our industry. When people find out that it's like a woman-owned business, they're more apt to say, oh, I want to work with them. And I wonder if you guys use that at all in your, whether it be your marketing or however you do things.
We're starting to focus things around me. I think for a long time in the beginning, I thought people wouldn't feel like we were a legitimate company if they thought, and again, I think, this imposter syndrome, if they thought that I was in charge or they would call me and ask questions. And I know a lot about plumbing, but I'm not a plumber. So a lot of technical questions I have to divert to Wade, but we've gotten to a point where we're both able to go look at jobs, and I can do a lot of the quoting. I do all of the custom house quoting up to a certain square foot, without involving Wade now. So, and I had that training before. I was doing all the estimating at the previous company before leaving, or not all of the estimating, but quite a bit. I was involved in a lot there. So I think we didn't know that people would care about that or find that they were more attracted to working with us because I was there. However, over the course of 6 years, we've made these sort of natural relationships with our customers. I think, Wade's very much a guy's guy, and he's bonded with a lot of the guys over, golf or going for a beer or whatever. That's what's worked for him. And I've been blessed to find a lot of amazing women in this industry. I mean, I think a lot of the guys are great too, but yourself included, our marketing girl, she's wonderful. Our bookkeeper, she's a female, wonderful. And then a lot of the actual, now that I'm thinking about it, our biggest customers, two of them are husband and wife teams. So
Oh,
it's not
interesting.
us. Yeah. So I've made connections with the wife, and he's made connections with the husband. And I think it's always really cool to see another female business owner who understands working with your husband. And we have the same ambitions and that sort of thing, and we can like push each other beyond that. I have one of our customers, we go on the sort of I like to call them strategy walks. We took a break over the, when the weather was bad, but now I'd like to see her again soon. She started just as a customer, but she's also a business owner. They're doing great things. This is, can I say the name of the company?
Oh, if you want to, yeah.
Shelterage, in Abbotsford. They're just like the best people. We really, really like them, as humans. And that's a husband and wife. Also, her dad works for the company.
And are they builders?
They're builders, and then they also have a design company, interior design, that Kendra has a partner, and they run it together. And then she also very she's super ambitious, opened a store last year, so we helped them build that, which was really cool. And she also has aspirations to do land development stuff. She's such a cool person, and I like connecting with other females in similar positions because I learn from them. I am inspired by them, and I share with them. So when we have opportunities for them, I have others too. Kendra is one of my favorites, but there are others as well. I don't want to discount anyone else. And I think we can all offer each other so much support, understanding, and there's just so many cool women business owners in construction or construction related industries out here. And I wouldn't have known any of that if I hadn't, or any of them, if I hadn't started this company. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a really important distinction, is that the female perspective and experience as a business owner in the industry is completely different and involves so many other aspects of life that it is nice to be able to find other females that understand, because you can have friends that aren't business owners and you can have, those relationships are fine. And at the same time, I think they just don't understand. Like they just, I know I've had friends that aren't business owners and they can, and especially when I had my business and I was really stressed out, they they tried to empathize, and they just don't know. And I
Yeah.
appreciated their effort, but to find somebody who actually understood, other friends of mine that did have a business who actually, I just felt like I could just relax a little bit more because it's like, okay, they get me. So yeah, I think that's really important. You
Is.
commented on something which I think is interesting. We were talking about you being a woman-owned business in this industry, and if you're going to be doing that. Do you identify yourself as a woman in construction?
I do now. I think I've always looked at myself as a business owner, business woman. Even before I owned one, I think that's where I feel most comfortable. And I think I'm always, thinking about different strategies or what I could do here or, how we could improve this. And I think that's where I've always felt most comfortable. And I always felt like Wade was the construction guy and I was just supporting him, which is funny because we started this company together and we're 50-50 owners. And at first, all our friends and family were like, okay, you're his secretary. And that really drove me nuts because I was doing so much more and I knew that I was the drive behind starting this in the beginning. And Wade's always been very good at saying, yeah, Jenna and I own the company together and we are doing this. And he really drives that home and I appreciate that. But I always thought of Wade was the plumber and the product, so to speak, and I was his, support system. But I think I'm so much more than that now. And I am a woman in construction and I feel comfortable on job sites. And I actually, those are my favorite days when I get to go to site and, and talk to homeowners about what they're going to do or make relationships with those customers. Have some great friendships that have come from them. But I'm not sure why it took me so long to get there since it's been, it's actually, I think, 8 years now since I started, or maybe more.
They go by quick.
Can't remember when I updated my bio last. Yeah, so it's been a long time since I've been in the industry. And it's interesting. I don't know why there's this disconnect, this imposter syndrome, right? That I think a lot of us face. But I am a woman in construction. That is who I am. Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear you say that. It's because that's what caught my ears earlier when you said, and you said again here is just, the imposter syndrome. And I think that it's so interesting that as somebody who's clearly supporting the industry, works in the industry, is contributing in all of these ways, for you to be, sort of hesitate to own that and then feeling like an imposter. So, I wonder, what do you think you need in order to not feel like an imposter?
Have my plumbing ticket. I don't know why I would need that though. There's so many different roles that are construction related roles, like mine. Project management is a construction position. That don't have actual tickets or are not ticketed trades, and that's they're still construction jobs. So I think that there's the stigma maybe that I put on myself and maybe others do as well, where we feel like we need to be proficient with hand tools to consider ourselves women in construction, but we still are women in construction, leaders in construction, actually. I'm more than that now. So, and I think it's interesting. I think I've talked to this point before, with yourself and others, but I probably have progressed faster in this industry, without those, basic skills that you'd think you would need than I ever did it with all of the skills I thought I needed in the corporate world. So it's
Interesting,
very,
isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing is that so many people, the thing is when you come into the trades, you have a skill that you can just bring out to the world. And a lot of people do kind of jump into business ownership, which I think, is a great opportunity for a lot of people. Just like you said, it gives you so much more flexibility or potential for that anyway. it can also choke hold you. But I think that that is something that's really important, especially for the audience here, is just that, becoming a business owner is is really doable. Like it is something that is very transferable from the skill set you have into business owner, as long as you get help and don't go too long without trying to do it all on your own and stuff like
Yeah.
that.
Higher course.
You can do that. Or not, whichever. I mean, just I say find whoever works for you. But yes, I definitely think, if you get the help early on, it's definitely manageable and an easy access to a lot more freedom than you might otherwise have, especially I think with the experience that a lot of women that I've heard have in as an employee in the industry. A lot of females just, they don't have the opportunities for advancement or for growth or for anything. So it's I think it's a great opportunity.
I think so too.
So what would you tell somebody who is thinking about starting their own business? As a whether it be as a partner of a skilled person or as a skilled person themselves.
This is my favorite topic. I love seeing people reach their full potential. I think it's just so it's so great to see. And there's so many people who really want to do this. I'd say absolutely go for it. Make a plan before you jump in. Put some money aside, figure out how much you need to live off of for 3 months while you figure it out. But don't be afraid. I think our fear can hold us back from so much in life. And we want to, present ourselves in this perfect way. And so we stop ourselves from doing anything that we consider unperfect. And I am totally of that. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I always say that, but you can't let good be the enemy of great. Like you just have to get out there and do it and expect that at first it's going to feel uncomfortable. You're not going to know what you're doing. You're going to question your decisions. But I think you just have to push through. One of our customers actually who's been very successful and has been in this industry, I think, for not my industry, but construction for 25 years, I think they're celebrating now, maybe 26. Lacey Construction. I don't even think they know that we've held on to this so long, but we went to their 20th anniversary party very early on in the days of business. And I looked at them thinking, wow, that's amazing. Husband and wife, I'd love to achieve that level of success one day. And the owner said something to us. He said that you just have to keep finding a way. The people who succeed are the ones that keep finding a way, keep pushing through each obstacle. And the ones that fail are the ones that give up. And that's all there is to it. So if you can continue to push through, and even when you're feeling discomfort, you will succeed. You will find it. You will figure it out.
Oh, absolutely. That's if you just keep going, you can't fail.
You can't
That's
lose. Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You might lose your mind a little bit along the way, but yes. So is there anything that you want to share that, in your years that you've gained the wisdom of working with a partner, working as a woman in construction, what has been one of your biggest lessons that
I
you'd like
think
to share?
working with your spouse, giving each other grace on your bad days, because we're coworkers but also partners, so we tend to see the best and the worst in each other depending on what's going on that day. We're each other's support system. So even if you don't have necessarily those boundaries to be able to leave work at work, you need to leave those feelings of stress at work and just give each other grace that we're going to have bad days and we're going to sort itself out. I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned working with my husband. And I think we're closer now than we've ever been. So it can certainly work. And then the biggest lesson as a business owner, I think, is just that you need to find a way through whenever you have struggles, and put yourself in uncomfortable situations, because that's where you grow. I think there's been a lot of things that we've been scared to do. Hiring and firing and the whole HR process was daunting at first, and now we have a wonderful team. I'm so proud of all of them. But every decision we had to make there, every move we had to make was just a muscle we had to strengthen. So I think that putting yourself into those uncomfortable, the faster you can put yourself into uncomfortable positions, get out of your comfort zone, the faster you'll grow as a person, business owner, the faster you'll get to where you want to be. So yeah, that's my biggest lesson I've learned myself. Just keep getting out there. This is like, I've never done a podcast interview before, but I already feel more comfortable than I did when we started it. So
It's not scary at all, is it?
I know you. It's great. Yeah.
It's just good. Is there anything else you want to share before I let you go?
No, I think just want to say that if you're thinking of starting your own company, you should do it. Be brave and carry on.
And if anybody wants to get a hold of you at North Fraser Plumbing, how can they get a hold of you?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, Google, and our website, and we just released some cool action videos, so go check those out.
Nice. What's your website?
What's my website?
Yeah.
www.northfraserplumbing.com.
.com. Good to know. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your story. And I look forward to watching you guys grow.
Yes, thank you, Carly.